Well, it's Monday morning, and we just had ourselves a fabulous weekend. We had the big rivalry game in Linden. The nicer weather is going to continue a little bit. But it is time to chat with our friends from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital and checking in with us this morning. First time ever, we get to chat with Alyssa Fontaine, who is the Emergency Management Coordinator and Emergency Preparedness Director at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. Hey, Alyssa, good morning. Nice to meet you.
Good morning. Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what do you think of these fall colors? Pretty darn nice, huh?
Oh, it's been beautiful. Driving up to the hospital actually reminds me of driving into a picture, if you like, a perfect picture with the mountains behind it. Beautiful.
Well, you got a beautiful drive up there, and we know there's a whole lot of work going on outside of the hospital, but to have this beauty to offset that. I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us. Now, we've got an event coming up towards the end of the month here that we're going to talk about. Folks, we live in a world where we have to prepare for everything. Emergencies, we have natural disasters and stuff like that. Alyssa, how would you like to lead into our conversation this morning?
I really am just big on making sure that everyone knows, like, we are actively preparing for emergencies all of the time, things that may alter our normal operations or safety of the people in our facilities. And we're always thinking about that, and we have a really great program focusing on those things all of the time.
Well, being we keep up on the local news here, over the past few years, there have been some hairy, scary events that have gone on, fortunately, only outside at the hospital. These are just some of the things that we're addressing, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We plan for everything, including flooding, like we had this summer, actually, and how that may affect our operations. We plan for medical surge events. We plan for scarier things where people may have to be evacuated due to an event and things like that.
You mentioned flooding. I mean, you guys are lucky enough up on the hill, but there are other disasters that could happen where you have to get people out in a hurry. And just for one of those examples, God forbid, it would be a fire. Now, the reason that we're talking about this and reasons that we have people in positions like yours is because the hospital isn't something that can just, okay, we're going to stop doing this right now and get out. You have to prepare for it before it happens, but keep the operations business as usual, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. My job actually is thinking about the worst case scenarios, planning for them, and then hoping that they really never happen.
Well, it can't be easy, because I've lost track of the number of people that are on staff there, and we're constantly adding more. And boy, are we celebrating seeing that, because you guys and gals need all the help you want. So tell our listeners when this is happening, just in case they need to be prepared for it.
Sure thing. So this is going to be an operational drill at the end of the month, October 27th. It's going to be during the morning/early daytime hours. And it's going to involve a lot of our local stakeholders, like law enforcement and emergency medical responders, which is pretty cool because we haven't been able to do an exercise to this level or grandiosity in years, since COVID.
Well, when you think about what this is going to involve, because we have to plan for a plethora or a spectrum of events, we just want people to understand that if in the early morning hours they happen to be out and about, or they hear, say, for example, St. Jay Fire or St. Jay Police flying up the roads with their sirens on, that they're going to know that this is a drill. This is only a drill, right?
Absolutely. This is only a drill. The operations part of the hospital is still going to be working as normal. The emergency room will be open. Visitors will be able to come in and see their family and friends, that sort of thing. This is really just to practice so that if something horrible was to happen, we are prepared.
Well, that's one of the things we've always cherished about NVRH. I mean, you mentioned COVID, your preparedness, your adaptation, your ingenuity, your due diligence to get to the other side of it. It's all part of the package, isn't it?
It sure is. And we're really lucky to have a large number of peers and people who are working with us all of the time to overcome challenges.
Well, and there are a lot of challenges just simply alone in medical practice. Like, for example, you talk about getting prepared for disasters. This expansion with the new West Wing, I mean, this is all part of that big picture too, correct?
It absolutely is. With the expansion, we're having to look at how we may have to change egress routes. And again, if certain things were to happen within the hospital, what is the plan with the structural changes that are going to be happening including, you know, our parking lots and such.
Well, I'm really happy to have met you. Folks, if you've just joined us or came in midway through the conversation, Alyssa Fontaine is Emergency Management Coordinator and Emergency Preparedness Rep at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. We know you got a lot going on, Alyssa. Time is running short here. What would be your final thoughts to our listeners this Monday morning?
Honestly, preparedness is nothing to be nervous or scared about. Making sure that we are practicing the things that we're preparing for in case there is an emergency is really just part of what we do, and we do it frequently behind the scenes. This event is going to bring it a little bit more forefront for our community, but that's nothing to be scared of. Again, we'll be open and fully operational during that time. There's just going to be more people around to see.
All right. So again, that's going to be on the 27th of this month?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to, as we wrap this up, I'm going to compare this to, well, we just had the big rivalry game over the weekend, right? There isn't one of those team members, one of those coaches that didn't practice, right?
Exactly.
So this is exactly what you and the crew at NVRH are doing, right?
It sure is.
All right. Alyssa, we thank you so much for the time. I don't know about you. It may not be as cold as it was over the weekend, but I got to get me a coffee. I hope you got something, and thanks for the chat, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Well, that's our chat with Alyssa from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. You can find out more about your local community hospital at nvrh.org. We're headed up to our news and sports, your morning cash call, your weather forecast, and birthdays. All this happening before 7:30 right here on Magic.